Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. The powerful storm that drenched much of California last week eased drought conditions in some parts of the state. KLW's Ben Trefney has more on what the U.S. Drought Monitor said yesterday.
The Central Coast from Monterey Bay south to Ventura County was reduced from moderate drought to abnormal dryness, and a swath northeastward across the Central Valley and into the Sierra Nevada was reduced from severe to moderate drought. A strip of the far north coast also dropped out of moderate drought into abnormal dryness, according to monitor data. Overall, nearly 86% of the state remained in moderate, severe, extreme, or exceptional drought, down from more than 95% in the week earlier report. Rain and snowfall totals through the rest of the season will determine whether the state has a second consecutive dry year that could impact water supplies and the risk of wildfires, which burned more than 4 million acres last year. The season's second Sierra snowpack survey, which is used to forecast water supply, found yesterday that the water content was 70% of average to date and 45% of the April 1st average, when the snowpack's usually deepest and has the highest water content. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
California's newest state lab remains far short of its goal for processing COVID-19 tests. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd has this story.
The lab in Valencia was hailed as a game changer when it opened in November, with the goal of turning around 150,000 tests per day by March. The lab is processing roughly that number of tests, but weekly, not daily. Rick Greenwood is an adjunct professor of public health at UCLA.
Trying to get a specimen flow into a laboratory can be difficult. The commercial labs, which are testing way more, have set up logistics for years.
Commercial labs are processing more than 10 times the number of tests handled by the Valencia lab. The California Department of Public Health declined an interview request. In an emailed statement, the department said it's on track to continue expanding testing capacity statewide, but did not specify the exact targets it's on track to achieve. Experts and the state agree that vaccine distribution will likely impact the demand for testing over time. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
The global business consultant McKinsey & Company has agreed to pay nearly $600 million for its role in the opioid crisis. California will get $60 million from the settlement.
Those monies are sorely needed back home to treat and prevent opioids in the worst of ways. Nearly $60 million of those dollars are headed towards California communities.
The deal was announced yesterday by attorneys general for most states, including California's AG, Javier Becerra.
Here in California, we've been investigating McKinsey for about 2 years. And so while the settlement may seem to have gelled quickly, it's not because it just all of a sudden was in the good nature of the parties here to come together. It was because our investigations turned up some pretty credible evidence.
Under the deal, McKinsey agrees to make public documents showing communications with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and three other companies that have been in the opioid business. States say the McKinsey encouraged Purdue to focus on their selling higher doses in higher volume prescribers. Nine state lawmakers yesterday proposed a slate of reforms for California's troubled employment development department. One of those lawmakers is East Bay Democratic Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks.
It became very clear that this idea that all EDD payments have to go through Bank of America makes no sense.
This is San Diego Democratic Assembly member Lorena Gonzalez, and she introduced a similar bill.
The problem with everybody going through Bank of America, which we're seeing, is that if you're not a customer of Bank of America, they have no responsibility to be very accommodating to your concerns about your card being frozen or fraud or not receiving your card.
This bill would give claimants the option of getting their unemployment benefits by direct deposit instead of their bank account, to direct deposit to their bank accounts as opposed to ATM cards from Bank of America. Other bills would require EDD to check claimants against lists of prison inmates to prevent fraud.